evening. Welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV. Owen Bradley with former Derby County captain Sean Barker alongside, here to bring you some reaction to a disappointing day for Derby at Oakwell this afternoon. Another defeat in Yorkshire for the Rams. They've lost 2-1 at Barnsley, fellow promotion contenders. The Rams went in front through Sonny Bradley's header, his first goal for the club, but two from Adam Phillips. One either side of half-time saw Barnsley get the victory and close to within 3 points of the Rams. Been another interesting day at the top of the league on table. We'll tell you all about that later in the programme. We'll start with Derby. We'll start with a word from Sean, as we always do. Wasn't much in it today, but Derby second best in the end.
Yeah, we've had games this season where it's felt a little bit like that, but on the transitions, on the counter, the detail of the pass, the quality of the final ball in has been much, much better, and we've punished teams. Today, we didn't give Barnsley too many opportunities, and when those opportunities to counter, when those opportunities where space opened up, we lacked lots of quality, and key players, the likes of Mendes Land, the likes of Max Bird, that usually come up trumps, were a little bit below par. So it was frustrating because of the opportunity. You look at the results obviously going our way. It was so important that we didn't allow Barnsley to gain some points on us, which they have done. And it just felt like until the last 25 minutes, we didn't really give it a go. We didn't really believe that we could punish them maybe more than we should have done. So all in all, it was disappointing. We've had similar performances and got a really positive result. That wasn't the case this afternoon, and it was those fine details that made a big difference.
Derby actually stay second in the table. That's because Bolton lost today as well. As I say, we'll take you through the results and the latest League One table a little later. Let's bring you some reaction from Oakwell. First, here's Derby's boss, Paul Warne.
Yeah, obviously disappointed. I thought first half we were poor. Is probably the nicest way to put it. I just didn't think we had any real personality on the ball. However, what I would say is Barnsley, you know, young team, very young team, athletic team, and they just come after you. And every time we had it, they pressed us. We went sideways and backwards a bit too much for me, and then we never made anything sort of happen. It's obviously awkward. We don't have a natural nine, so there's no sort of like focal point really. So I just felt we've struggled to really keep the ball, and like I said, that's credit to the opposition. They didn't sit off us and let us have it. They came after us, so we struggled with that really. And you know, in games, I just said to the lads in games, sometimes you play with a three, it gives you a bit more defensive stability, but you lose something somewhere else, and that's what it felt like today. I didn't feel like, you know, they hit a screamer first half. But apart from that, I don't really think they did anything on our goal. So defensively you feel sound, but you don't feel like you can get a go and get a second goal, really, which is disappointing. And then second half I thought we were significantly better. And then ironically they score on the back of our good bit of play. I thought we then started to look like we had a bit of control, and we controlled most of the second half, it felt like. But we didn't really create any gilt-edged chances. That's sort of my very long answer. So I appreciate the fans staying with the team. I think you can see how much effort there is and how much character there is to try and win it. You've got Sonny going on an overlap. You've got Kane getting the ball and running at him. You've got like people playing out of position because, you know, in the end we had a few issues to deal with. And so I love the team for that. They just kept going. But, you know, today wasn't our day. And hopefully we bounce back Tuesday night and it's our day at home.
I felt that you were poor in the first half, but you got your noses in front as well, which I would imagine is what you say to the players regularly about you can be poor in games, but you can get yourselves ahead with a set play.
We looked a threat on set plays, to be honest, so that was pleasing. But when I say poor, we're not actively going out to play poor. I just didn't think we ever strung more than three or four passes together. And, you know, it was two teams, it was tense, it felt like neither team wanted to lose as opposed to either team wanted to win. So it just felt like we were playing with a little bit inside ourselves first half. But yeah, I thought we'd scored the set piece before. Cash got one, you know, tipped off the top corner, really, it looked like. So that was disappointing. So yeah, going 1-0 up was great. And then obviously to concede from a screamer is a bit of a dirty pill to swallow. And then obviously concede, pardon me, off a corner, which isn't like us. Bit credit to them, it's a good ball in, a good run, and he's hit it perfect. So And I just kept thinking, look, a goal's coming. I never thought we weren't going to equalise, and we made as many changes as we could. We changed the shape, and, you know, game changes came on and had a real positive impact. But we just, you know, today I think, you know, I'm not looking at stats and all that, but it just felt when we left at the final whistle, I think a draw would have been a fair result. I don't think there was much between two pretty good teams.
So obviously a disappointment in terms of not getting anything today. You've got two games at home now this week, and chance to dust yourselves down and go again, because you've said regularly, shock horror, points are going to be dropped in the next couple of weeks.
I said to the lads in the dressing room then, like, you know, once the adrenaline runs out of you, like boo-hoo, you play again in 3 days' time, you just got to pick yourself up and go again. Like, you know, you can't do nothing about the game now apart from hopefully learn from it, but there's, you know, there's no point sulking about it. You just got to, between now and the end of the season, you've got to get, I don't know, 9 or 10 wins maybe. If you get two in the next week, then you're in a better place. But it's not like we've come here and been, like, you know, humiliated or we can't get anywhere near anything. It didn't feel like that. It just felt really close. And sometimes it comes down to the smallest of margins. They, you know, we have a set piece we need to score off. There's one could have gone over the bar, and, you know, it's a 1-1 and you think everything's all right. But I don't think it's a great deal wrong. But I do feel that, you know, maybe I got the shape wrong first half. But I like the three. I liked having Sonny in the middle. It gives us a good defensive stability, but without a number nine, I think we sort of lack. So hopefully we can try and get the balance right for Tuesday night.
Get Dwight Gale out there. You've got about half an hour in his legs.
Yeah, good to get Dwight out. I mean, we automatically look better once there's a nine who's in the middle of the pitch, and it allowed Nat to sort of wander where he wanted to go. Tom Barkhuizen went on and was a handful as well, and like Kane was a complete nuisance down this right wing as well. So there's some really good things, and it's just, as always, you're blighted by the scoreline. You know, you're judged by the scoreline, obviously, but like the lads kept going to the end, which I like. I like the character. They don't want to lose and keep going to the final whistle, but unfortunately today we just didn't get that goal late on.
That's Derby boss Paul Warne there. More reaction to come from Oakwell. Interesting assessment from him as always, Sean. I mean, it was a frantic start first 5 minutes. Once things settled down, reasonably even, and Derby went in front, and you thought at that stage maybe they could go on and build from that.
Yeah, they got obviously a goal from a set piece. They looked a threat from the set pieces even before that. I think the Erin Cashin chance was cleared off the line. The way that Barnsley set up meant that Sonny was free at that far post, and when he was marked, it was with Phillips. So it looked like we were threatening. We obviously got our noses in front. Puts a little bit of added pressure onto the home team at that point. And Barnsley just started to find a little bit of rhythm, start to build through the pitch a little bit more confidence. Obviously, the first goal was a wonderful strike from Phillips. For me, I just wanted to stop the cross, and as soon as it goes to the edge of the box, Erin Cashin wins the header, it drops on the edge. We have to have that emergency defending go and get to the ball quickly and stop him having time to assess his first touch and pick the back of the net with a wonderful strike. So there was times in that first half it was quite slow, and there wasn't the detail that we would like to see away from home. Second half we got going a little bit more, but it always felt like neither team were taking full control of the game, and it was down to one goal that separated the two, and it was, I'm sure, infuriating that it was from a corner themselves.
I know most goals that are conceded, you can always point, it's not one mistake generally, you can usually point two or three. You talked about stopping the cross in the first instance. Who's responsible for the edge of the penalty area in those situations? Because Phillips had a lot of time to get that shot away, as good a finish as it was.
Closest to the ball. So you see Sonny Bradley come out in the end, but for me, there was Elder, Sonny Bradley, Cash, there was even midfielder. It doesn't matter who it is. If someone's free on the edge of the box and they've had a touch, you have to get out quickly. You have to put him under pressure. You have to make him rush the shot. And it was a delayed reaction for me. As soon as the header loops in the air from Erin Cashin, someone's got to get out to it. And for me, it's whoever's closest to the ball. Sometimes you don't have to worry what's behind you, just worry about the ball.
And we're not used to seeing Derby concede from set pieces, which is what they did second half, and I'm sure that will not go down well at the training ground when they look back on things on Monday morning.
No, and this isn't like me, but I was already disappointed.
You were already furious.
Yeah. So Adams gives away a free kick. It's on the halfway line. At that point, someone should stand on the ball and stop them playing. They don't. Turn the back, and the ball's played forward. And they had the two chances before that because of that moment. While Smith makes a save, and I think Nelson has to make a block. It's all from that switching off for a moment on the halfway line when you've got control. You can just stand on the ball, slow things down, get your shape, get your structure. We didn't do that. It ends up being a corner, and Phillips gets a free header at the front post. Now, whether Erin's been asked to do a zonal, obviously it's a good run from Phillips, but you'd still fancy the likes of Erin Cashin to go and attack that ball and win it. And I just don't think he expected Phillips to come in front of him, get the flick. And those little details, like Paul's mentioned before, it can go a long way when you're looking at games that are super tight, there's not too much between them. Again, it was a frantic game of 90 minutes of football, but how many clear-cut chances were there? There were very few.
There was another moment, I forget which half it was, second half, I think, when Barnsley were threatening to break down the left-hand side and the ball went out for a throw-in and everybody seemed to stop and Barnsley sort of got behind Derby. Are those sort of moments, do you look at those moments and do you have concern about the mentality, perhaps?
Not necessarily. I just think in these games, in how when you're looking at the importance of the game, you're looking at how the game is panning out, every single moment matters, every single opportunity to switch on and organise. When the ball either goes up for a throwing goal kick, free kick is an opportunity to get your shape, get your structure and make sure you're organised and sorted, really. And it was in the first half, it went down the left-hand side, Wilson turns his back as a throw-in behind. Those little moments, again, not much between the two sides. I said at half-time, who's going to grab this game? I don't think either team grabbed the game. And in some ways, that's a positive for Derby because you're playing against one of the better teams in the league, at home, one of the form teams in the league, and you limited them to few chances. Saying that, they still scored two goals. They've still picked up 3 points. They've still gained 3 points on us. And we've missed the opportunity to gain ground on Portsmouth and have a little bit of space with Bolton. And I said at the start, and I say again, if we'd have got a point, I would have been pleased.
Again, we'll show you what the table looks like in a moment or two. More reaction from Oakwell. First, here's Erin Cashin.
I think first off we could have done a bit better on the ball. I think defensively we was pretty solid. I think obviously he scored the fella scored a great goal from, it was a great volley. But yeah, they started well. They got in our faces, and I think we need to maybe show a bit more composure on the ball. Myself, I feel like first off, on the ball I could have done more. And yeah, just disappointed really, because the second goal they scored, set piece, we're usually so solid at them. And I've not watched it back, but maybe I could do a bit more. But yeah, I'll have to watch that back and see.
There wasn't much in the performance at all. Paul always talks about moments in games. It probably was just a moment with the corner, like you say, but you're disappointed that you did concede from a set piece when you pride yourself on them so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I say, we're usually really good at them. We defend them well. So yeah, of course, I'm disappointed with it. And I think we're quite dangerous at set pieces, but we maybe could have got a few more. I think even last minute, I felt like I maybe could have got on the end of one, and Sonny could have got on the end of one, but. That was a big threat for us, attacking set plays. And I thought overall we were dangerous from them, and obviously we scored from one. So yeah, that's something, to take out of it, that's a positive. And I think obviously we've got two games coming up now, coming up quick, so hopefully we can get two wins.
Never nice to lose obviously at any point, but as you say, the one positive was set pieces. Are there other positives you can take from today as a group?
Yeah, I think second half, I felt it was a little bit better. We started to get the ball down, started to play through the midfield and get the ball wide, and we created a few more chances second half, especially late on. Granted, it's obviously because of the scoreline and they set off, but I think if we have that mentality going from the offset and we play with like a real purpose, I think especially at home, I think we'll cause problems.
You've touched on it already, a game on Tuesday, the old cliche, but is it good that we have a quick turnaround, we can get back to it Tuesday and hopefully pick up three?
Absolutely, yeah, like the gaffer's just said there, like obviously we're going to be disappointed, but we don't want to get ourselves two down. We've got 12 games, I think it is, left, and two of them are coming in the week, so yeah, we've just got to dust ourselves off, make sure we're ready, and look forward to putting it right.
Last word on the fans, they were filled that stand to your right just there. It must have been incredible to walk out to that, and it's obviously disappointing not to get them the result, but a a good following again, as always, from them.
Yeah, of course, it's always excellent from them, and yeah, they didn't give up. To be fair, they kept going as much as we did, and even at the end of the game, you know, I think they they showed us the support that, you know, I've grown so used to, and they're just really good. So yeah, thank you to everyone who came out and showed us support.
Derby defender Erin Cashin there. Results from the day in League One then. Peterborough winning at Cambridge United in that Cambridgeshire derby in the early kick-off, ending a run of four consecutive defeats as well. Big victory for them. Ephraim Mason-Clark with the goal. The other scorelines of particular interest to the Rams. Blackpool beating Bolton by 4-1. Bolton having a man sent off as well. Charlton, Derby's opponents on Tuesday, held Portsmouth to a goalless draw. Charlton still yet to win under their new manager, Nathan Jones. Certainly going to be an interesting one on Tuesday night. Oxford lost at home to Leighton Orient. A big blow for Oxford. Boost for Leighton Orient's playoff ambitions. And Stevenage back to winning ways against Wickham. 1-0, the final score there. This is what it means for the table then. Portsmouth stay top and actually extend their lead despite not winning today. 7 points. Is now the advantage above Derby and Bolton, who both have games in hand, the one for Derby, the two for Bolton. Barnsley move within 3 points of second place, but remember that game in hand that Bolton and Barnsley have on Derby is against each other. Peterborough getting a little bit closer as well. Leighton Orient 6 points off the playoffs now. At the other end, there are real problems for Port Vale. Maybe for Charlton, who stay just above the bottom four. Shrewsbury did themselves a favour with a victory today. That's all from us for now. If you want more reaction to today's game, it's on the website for you, dcfc.co.uk. That's where you can get your game pass for Tuesday night as well. You'll be able to watch Derby against Charlton on Rams TV. Do join us for that. Goodbye.